You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Monday, August 22nd, 2016, week 170 of Destiny Pizzas. I'm Dhruv Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
Holy shit, the 22nd of this month. This week, this month flew by.
Yeah.
This week is just starting, but this month flew
Wait
by.
Wait a second. Yeah, this is a fast month.
This year, really.
Yeah, that's true. I look up and it's August, and I'm like, wait.
We are, what?
How's it already August?
Three quarters of the way done.
Kind of,
almost.
Yeah, 7 months.
Because August is like the eighth month.
Yeah, almost.
So like when it's done.
Yeah, end of August.
That's crazy.
The last quarter.
Let's go back and look at this year in retrospect. Week 100 blank to...
to 170.
To 170. Yeah, so this is Destiny Pizzas. Since it's Monday, we're going to talk about superheroes and Star Wars today. That's news about superheroes and Star Wars. You're like, what about your thoughts and stuff? Well, we'll sprinkle that in there. Like sometimes how you sprinkle chili flakes and or Parmesan cheese on a pizza. You know what? I had a pizza 2 weeks ago. I don't think I talked about it on here.
Okay.
Because as much as...
You don't list every pizza you've ever had on this podcast.
I know. What? If I did, it would be... People would just be depressed, I think. They're like, wow, this guy...
And then again he had it?
He had pizza like 3 days in a row? One of those days, I think he had pizza 2 times.
Wait a second. Did he just grab a pizza and then a couple hours later he had another pizza?
Actually, this week I did have pizza. Like a lot. Oh, God. That's so depressing. Okay. Anyways... I had them, it was at Blaze, because I started going to Blaze again, because I'm like, you know what?
You're like, Kobe's LeBron James!
Yeah, I'm like, Kobe's gone, Lakers suck, LeBron James is all right, he went back to Cleveland, it's all right in my book. And, yeah, they put goat cheese on my pizza, like, before they fire it, and it, like, comes all melty on there.
Like, you wanted them to, I
assume. Yeah.
It's like they put goat cheese on my pizza. Like, I mean, I didn't ask them, but...
I'm a big fan of goat cheese. I think goat cheese is, like... Mm-hmm. One of the better cheeses because it's like crumbly and soft.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's the closest you get to eating lotion, which doesn't sound appealing.
It doesn't at all.
But it's like a solid lotion. So it's like solid. You touch it. It's like.
Yeah, but maybe the consistency, I guess.
I like that consistency but the of taste. Cheese. Yeah. Cheese. It's like cheese. Oh, yeah. The taste.
Yeah, of that, I was thinking of goat taste cheese. Immediately.
No, I'm saying
of like lotion. I'm like, no. Wait a second.
But the taste is amazing because it's like so salty.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the saltiest cheese you can get. And I'm a person who craves salt all the time. You can't get a better cheese than goat cheese. But on the pizza, it like melts.
Yeah.
And it's like a liquid. Have you ever like heated up cream cheese? Like,
yeah.
And it like gets all like, it's like turns into a liquid. It's like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Perfect cheese.
Sounds great.
On a pizza.
Yeah.
I think Italian people really played themselves by not putting... By only like by focusing on mozzarella.
Yeah,
on cheese, you don't want to put some goat cheese.
You don't really. That's the cool thing about pizza. You don't have to put yourself in a box.
No,
there's so many different.
I mean, you have to put the pizza in a box.
I mean, yeah, but just
because like bagged pizza doesn't work out.
Yeah,
the ingredients
yeah, so
everywhere.
It needs to be in a box, but you know, your mind doesn't have to be in a box.
No. And yeah. So, anyways. Yeah, Mondays we talk about superheroes and Star Wars. Tuesdays we talk about The Leftovers. Which is everything else. That's all the other news that happens in the entertainment industry. That's not superheroes and Star Wars, because believe it or not, a lot of things aren't superheroes or Star Wars.
Really?
I mean, a lot of things are.
I mean, a lot. I mean,
like,
yeah.
50-50 almost.
Yeah, I mean, this is a different conversation like 10 years ago. But now
no,
it's like...
more than 10 years. I think you do the same thing that I do with the years, where I'm like... I'm like, 10 years ago, that was still 2006, like, Dark Knight.
Well, everything's a different... I mean, it's even more different conversation 20 years ago.
There we go.
I mean, as time goes on, it's always less... they're always... Like, superheroes are on a rise, so it's always more and more
somehow,
every year.
Still.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. Like, to me, superheroes, I imagine we'd already peak, but we haven't yet.
Yeah, you would think. Who knows? I mean, who knows how long. I mean, it's going to burst at some point, but they'll always like make these movies, but they, someday they're not going to make this many. But maybe, like, because if some people don't like the way the DC movies are going, they'll be like, yeah, but so many people have hope that they're like,
that's what that maybe represents, Mike.
Exactly. That's how they started their franchise, right? With hope.
Yeah.
So they'll be like, oh, just tear it down and make a new, and people will, I'll give this one a try.
Who wouldn't, though? For, like, Superman.
I know.
You're telling me. If, like,
it's so iconic. You're like, I'll give it another chance. But that you say that, but there was a time when Batman, they're like, Batman's done. Never again.
Well,
like,
yeah.
After Batman Forever, it's like, he's gone. It's over.
But like, I think that was a different time. Like, now Batman is so a part of the zeitgeist.
But Batman was so big.
Jesus
with
Christ, Batman,
yes,
Colonel Sanders.
Now, because like, of the Christian, I mean, the Christopher Nolan movies.
The Christians.
I was going to say Christian Batman, Bale. I was going to say Christian Bale.
Batman, then Jesus, then Colonel Sanders.
I mean, they got a guy named Christian to be Batman. I mean, something there. And Zack Snyder's all about Superman being Jesus, so DC and religiosity, is that a word? I think Bill Maher made up that word.
Religious.
Oh, okay.
It was the name of that documentary.
One of those two. But
yeah.
But like the first Batman was real big, and then
Tim Burton.
Like, yeah, the Tim Burton.
Or,
the
are
original.
You talking about, like,
I'm talking about Tim
Adam
Burton.
West.
I'm talking about Tim Burton. Tim Burton, that one was really big,
mm-hmm.
And yet 2 movies later, they're like, this is dead. Like, it's surprising that it really, yeah. I mean, I guess it's surprising
not
now.
3 movies.
It's surprising now, but
because
we live,
like,
in a Marvel
Batman,
world.
Batman, then Batman Returns, then Batman and Robin, then Batman Forever.
Oh, yeah, there were 4 of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you think, like, they had really good success in 3 of them. How does it only take 1 movie to,
it's
like,
the nipples.
Derail it? I know,
people
but
don't want to be reminded of Batman's, like, mortality. I think that's what nipples represent.
I guess
mortality.
So. I think that's what it is. It's like, he's too human, man. We need the myth behind the man.
Exactly.
Yeah. So anyways, we got sidetracked.
Yeah. What was I saying? Leftovers, Wednesday. We talk about reviewed, where we talk about things we saw and review them for you. Then we do a discussion. So we talk about last week's discussion question and discuss our answers. Then we discuss next week's discussion question. And then Thursday we do America's Sweetheart, where I choose someone to be America's Sweetheart that week. Haven't repeated someone yet.
Not yet. That we know of.
No, yeah, to our best knowledge,
I mean,
we haven't repeated someone.
Who knows?
And then I read trivia about that person. Mike tries to guess who that person is. Then Mike guesses how old they are. And then he guesses whether they're taller or shorter than me. I think we should do it taller or shorter than you.
Yeah, I agree.
Because I'm like, because
my height,
I think your
more
height
in
is
line
more average.
With, like, if it's men in Hollywood, it's more in line. Although the last two where we actually started doing this, they're very obvious. Even if it was me or you.
Yeah.
Because
you
pick Will Smith
and
Mila Kunis.
Yeah.
So it's
I picked a tiny person and a giant person.
Yeah.
People don't know how tiny Will Smith is and they don't realize how giant Mila Kunis is.
I know.
Is.
It's crazy. The movie
it's
magic.
Really, yeah.
Really, it's like what they did with the Hobbits, man.
It's like what
they do that for normal movies.
They say that about actors, right? Like, those camera adds 10 pounds.
What if there's a movie, like, it?
The camera adds like
effect,
2 feet.
Will that happen eventually? The effects will get so good that they'll make Tom Cruise like 6 foot, like in a movie. Just, it's like a normal movie. It's not even an action movie. It's like a normal movie.
Like a drama.
But it's like a drama, but CGI is so good and it's cheaper that
instead
they can just make it
walk,
instead of having him either whatever the tricks
like
they do.
Like on Interview
getting,
with a Vampire, they have him walk on like a bunch of boxes that they lined up. Like he's supposed to walk next to Brad Pitt and he's walking on like a bunch of like boxes or crates or something.
Yeah.
To make it look like he's the same height or taller.
Exactly. Yeah. So I wonder if they'll just like, oh, we can CGI that stuff now. We can just make you look taller.
I don't know.
I think one day, if the technology, I mean, it's, CGI is pretty good and it's not as cheap as like,
as a bunch of boxes.
Yeah. So not there yet, but I don't know. I don't see potential someday.
Yeah. Who knows? And then, Thursday, we also do This Week in This Week in Movies in the Now, where we talk about trailers and what we think about the movies coming out that day, like that night. And then Trailer Talk, where we talk about trailers that we saw that week. Then we wrap the whole week up as if it's like a burrito. I guess if it's a pizza, this is the crust because you eat it last. Unless you're a freak.
Yeah.
One of those reverse crust. Well, unless it's stuffed crust. But then even if it's stuffed crust, I don't eat it that way.
Exactly. Why? If I was eating the stuffed crust, I don't want to eat that first. Because I'm like, then I got to eat the rest of the pizza.
And
I'm
you like, have to like hold the pizza. How are you going to hold the pizza?
The crust is an actual
handlebar
exactly.
of the pizza.
Yeah.
I don't want my hands touching
and
the cheese and the sauce.
It's even easier to hold
the
stuffed
top.
Crust than even a regular crust. Because the stuffed crust is like thicker. So yeah. It's a bigger handle.
And it makes the crust more appetizing because you're not eating just bread. You're like, oh, this is only missing one of the major features that I was just had, like that I just had.
Exactly.
If Pizza Hut really wanted to, they should just do a pizza crust.
Yes, where they just put pizza
they
on.
They put sauce.
Stuffed pizza.
Cheese.
It's like a stuffed pizza. It's like a calzone crust almost.
Yeah.
Because you're like, it's like a stuffed pizza in the crust.
Crust is like the main selling point for Pizza Hut though, because like that's where they always try to innovate.
They're like our pan crust, and then
we got
like
the pull off crust, where it's like the little dippers that you
pull
off.
They like had like hot dog crust one time.
Yeah, they have that in Japan still.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is, you get the stuffed crust, you put a layer of sauce first, then the cheese, and then like some just a little bit of ingredients.
Yeah.
Like diced olives.
Yeah,
and
you could
stuff.
Get a cup. You could add different ones,
and then it's like. You eat the whole pizza, and then you're like, oh, shit, there's like
more pizza.
More pizza.
Come on, how have they not done this?
Pretty much, I just want, like, a sausage that is just a pizza instead of a sausage,
because like
that's what it is, right?
I want, like, a pizza in...
It's like a corn dog.
I want pizza inception.
Yeah.
I want to go pizza in my crust, and then the crust, there's pizza
inside
with also crust, and then it gets really small down.
Yeah, like, what if it was just, like, pretzel sticks instead of like like a pretzel stick sized crust.
Yeah, they really need to innovate even more. I know they're doing. We just named the crazy stuff they're
that
doing.
That was the craziest. That would be crazy though.
But that'd be even crazier.
I thought it's cool at Blaze they have the option to do garlic pesto on your crust.
Mm.
Like you do it on the whole pizza, but they just brush this thing on like the crust and then they fire it and you're like, holy, it tastes delicious.
That's awesome.
But at Pizza Hut they do that. They have like the garlic bread crust.
Yeah. They really have a lot more than
they have a lot more crust now.
Yeah, like, especially compared to like other traditional fast food pizza place, like Domino's or like they're really like big on the crust. They're big crust people.
Get on that pizza crust though, Pizza Hut. Make us proud. Because then it's like, yo, and then get Exhibit. Because what's he doing now?
Pimp your pizza.
You get Exhibit to do the marketing campaign, like the ad campaign, and you're like. We heard you like pizza so much, we put pizza in your crust.
Why Exhibit?
Because he's like, that's the whole thing where on like online, it's like, we heard you like TV so much, we put TVs on your TVs.
Oh, is that a thing?
Yeah, it's like a meme.
Oh.
Like even your TVs have TVs. It's like that Young Jeezy song mm-hmm. that Hannibal Buress makes a joke about. My house so big, my room's got rooms. Oh, yeah. It's like, sorry, Jeezy, but those are called closets. Yeah, so Friday we do Netflix recommendations and the leftovers.
No.
I mean, not the leftovers. Freestyle Friday. Which is like the
crust. Like, doubled my segments.
Yeah, he's like, double the royalties of $0. Holla. Because that's how Usher talks.
Exactly. That's my impression of him, right?
Yeah. We're just completely,
ballin'!
We're just completely delusional.
Wait, is that not how you hear him, guys?
Yeah. Well, I just assumed we had Randy from Funny People
exactly.
on the podcast right? every time Usher is here.
I thought so, too.
I'm like a short little brown guy.
It's got to be, right?
Let's get into the podcast. Or not. Who knows?
Yeah, I don't know. It's always unpredictable.
Superhero movie news. Aquaman news. James Wan says Jason Momoa as Aquaman is the Wolverine of the Justice League.
What does that mean?
Like, is he carrying the whole franchise, or is it the fact that he has, like, a sharp metal object that he kills people with?
Or, I guess he's badass? Does he kill? Well, Batman kills people, too. Does Aquaman kill people? Just from that trailer, he seemed the nicer, because he helps the villagers.
I assumed he, like, carried the franchise, like, he meant it by he's, like, carrying the franchise, like, he's the focus of Justice League.
I doubt that.
But then I was like... But Batman exists.
I know. But you have Ben Affleck as Batman. So, and what have mainstream audiences seen Jason Momoa in besides Game of Thrones?
Baywatch.
People don't know him from mainstream.
A long time
people.
Ago. He was on Baywatch.
Long time ago.
He was in that Sylvester Stallone movie with the fire. He made that motorcycle movie. It was Jason Momoa. I think he directed it.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. He does stuff.
Yeah. I know he does stuff, but I'm saying people know Ben Affleck.
He's like sponsored by Guinness or something. I'm not really sure what's going on. On his Instagram, he posts a lot about Guinness.
Yeah, and he's like, getting money.
He's getting money from Guinness.
For sure.
That's a weird I think Guinness is really trying to be like, you guys, we need to appeal to like...
That's a weird partner.
The opposite of like an Irish person, like what an Irish person looks like.
Yeah.
Let's go as far away from that, like brown person who's very large. Not brown, what would you call him? Would you call him brown? He's like a light brown.
Tan?
Like a I don't hazelnut.
He's like the Samoan. What do you call the Rock?
Samoan. I call him brown.
Okay.
Like another person on my team. Like when the race war inevitably breaks out, like I want the Rock on my team. And if I can get Jason Momoa on my team too, like that's better.
I don't want to.
Could you imagine that movie, The Rock and Jason Momoa in a movie together?
Like, that's got to be a movie.
Yeah.
How's that not a movie already?
Make Walking Tall, but they're on an island. Like,
I mean,
their island
home.
He's
going to be Black Adam, so it could happen.
Yeah. But I'm saying, like, I want to see something that has to do with, like, them teaming up because they're, like, brothers. And it's like, they lived on this island their whole life. Their whole ancestors lived on this island together. And they're brothers, maybe. Is that believable? Could you believe that The Rock and Jason? No. Stepbrothers. Who, like, never got along.
Yeah, I can't. They don't look that
Yeah, similar. Stepbrothers who didn't get along. Until, like,
the Did big, we just become best friends?
The big bad. Yeah.
It's, like,
it's pretty much it's just all about stepbrothers.
It's just stepbrothers with big jack dudes, The Rock and Jason Momoa.
That's what I want to see.
Because I think they're both... Well, I haven't seen Jason Momoa. I think Jason Momoa is funny, even though I haven't really seen him do funny things. I feel like
I've
even
seen
real life.
I've barely seen him like act.
I don't see him do anything.
Like, barely
any
dialogue.
He's good as Khal Drogo.
He's really good as Khal
but
Drogo.
But I assume he can do... I don't know why. I think because some of his Instagram posts or stuff, he looks happy. He looks like he could be funny.
Yeah. So, I need to go back and watch Baywatch. Because I know that Sylvester Stallone movie that I saw him with, he had like zero dialogue.
Yeah, maybe in Aquaman he doesn't even speak, like, or he doesn't speak English.
Sound doesn't travel well underwater, so like.
Yeah, we don't talk. We use echolocation, or is it different underwater? Is it called? Is it still
echolocation? Yeah, like dolphins use echolocation.
Like bats. Yeah. Like a submarine, Mr. Wayne.
Yeah,
a submarine.
Yeah, because he was going to say bat, right?
Yeah, he was going to say bats, but then Morgan Freeman's like... catches him, and he's like,
yeah.
Submarines! Yeah, of course! That's what you were thinking, right?
We all need a Lucius. Or Lucian. What's his name?
Lucius Fox.
We all need one of those.
Yeah, so I don't know what that Wolverine comment means still, but...
I mean, we're not far, right? It's like, a year? Find out.
Yeah, it's actually close. It's pretty...
I didn't realize...
Isn't that
Wonder
weird?
Woman
like
comes out so late?
When does Wonder Woman come out? I always thought it was March, but did they move to like May or something?
It's like June.
June. It used to be March. I think the original date was March.
When's Aquaman come out?
I think is that next up or is it the Flash? Is it Aquaman and the Flash or Flash and Aquaman?
When's Justice League come out?
Like November, I think.
This November?
Next November. Whoa. Next November.
So we get Wonder Woman next. Then Justice League?
Yeah. It's weird and confusing, and like none of these match up. I don't even think Suicide Squad is that's a weird movie to put in between like Batman vs Superman and Wonder Woman, and then Wonder Woman's a weird movie in between Suicide Squad and. I mean, I guess that's what they're going for. They should be different, but it's just, this DC slate seems weird.
Yeah, I'm trying. Let me try to look it up. So,
but I guess you could say in the Marvel slate seems weird too, but I'm all for it because it's Marvel. I don't think they do things wrong yet.
I forgot to silence my phone.
Whoops.
Or do not disturb it. Let's see. Okay. Wonder Woman 2017. Flash and Aquaman 2018.
Which one's first? Flash?
It doesn't say. Shazam 2019.
So it does say there's a way. You're on the wrong website.
Yeah, this article's from 2014.
Then it's all changed now. All right, let's see.
Okay, you look Flash, I'll look Aquaman.
All right, Flash is October, so it's got to be before. Oh, wait, no. That I'm looking at the TV show. Damn you, titles. Why can't they just... And why did they go from... Okay, I know they retroactively made this like a whole...
July 27, 2018 is Aquaman.
Okay.
Oh, here we go.
What's the
Flash? Entertainment Weekly.
All right.
You can trust them, right?
Yeah.
2016 article. March 26th, 2016.
That's
okay. Suicide Squad, August. Wait. No, I'm saying.
Okay. That's the one the article's from.
Yeah, that was before. That's already happened.
I'm like, what? Did it already come out? Did we miss it?
I had a dream that, like, because there's a big UFC fight this weekend.
Yeah,
that just happened.
Conor McGregor,
Nate.
Man,
Diaz.
That was crazy. What happened?
That was crazy. I couldn't believe.
I didn't.
That see guy
that.
Won.
Didn't see that coming.
And the other guy lost.
Yeah, and Conor McGregor was running his mouth.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Did you actually see the water bottle thing?
I didn't see it. I just heard about it.
My cousin comes up to my desk, and he's like, dude, did you see the press conference?
When you first said that, I thought he was like, and then he threw a water bottle. I thought he was trying to imitate what happened.
No, that'd be crazy. He's like, dude, did you see what happened? And I'm like, no, what are you talking about? He's like, this press conference was crazy, bro. Just watch like the last 10 minutes. And I'm like watching. I'm like, what the hell's going on? Like, Conor McGregor's still not there. Then he shows up, and then like... Nate Diaz is just like, fuck this. He's like, I'm going to leave. Like, you're rude. Mm-hmm. He left, and they're like cussing each other out. And then Nate Diaz like throws a water bottle at Conor McGregor.
Yeah.
And then Conor McGregor just starts grabbing water bottles off the table and chucking them at him. And like, you can hear Dana being like, Conor, no, don't grab that water bottle. Don't grab it. And then you see Conor just grabbing it. He grabs like a monster can and chucks. It's like crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. I was like, damn, these guys are so intense. I hope I have like a tenth of the testosterone that they have, because... They're ready to kill each other. Okay.
All right. When does The Flash come out?
Wonder Woman, June 2nd, 2017. Justice League, November 17th, 2017. Flash, March 16th, 2018.
Okay,
Aquaman,
so
July 27th, 2018.
Flash and Aquaman.
So it's Wonder Woman.
So then there's a big gap between...
Justice League.
Oh, but then we got all the announcements that haven't happened, which are like the solo, the Batman movie, and the
Cyborg,
maybe Man of Steel, maybe Cyborg, and I think Cyborg is later, like 2020 or something.
Yeah, there's more in here, and I didn't even.
But
Aquaman.
Why did they go away from like? Okay, so they call the first movie Man of Steel.
Cyborg 2020.
Why aren't they calling the Flash? Maybe they will.
Green Lantern 2020.
They should call the Flash like fastest man alive or something. Like, why?
That's way confusing though. I think they're trying to get away from that.
But why did they start with that?
Man of Steel.
Did that confuse people?
I think so.
Oh.
Because I thought I was going to see the sequel to Real Steel, the movie with.
You're like, oh, Wolverine's in this.
Yeah, Wolverine. He trains.
The Wasp retroactively.
Yeah.
Doesn't train the Wasp, but the Wasp is in that movie.
Yeah, but I thought he was going to get in the ring and like wear a suit of armor.
That'd be a good
and
movie.
Fight.
Yes. Oh, I like that. It's like Iron Man, but he's fighting robots.
Yeah. And it's like Iron Man meets Alien, like the end scene in Alien where he wears a giant robot and he fights the robots.
I like that.
But that's not what it was. Instead, it was a Superman movie. Who wants to watch that? That was trash. Doctor Strange. There's a cameo rumor. Did you read about this?
I did.
Okay, I didn't. That's why I kept it vague. First, I think it was Robert Downey Jr. cameo.
Mm-hmm.
And then I read it was a whole Avengers cameo to like tie in this movie with Spider-Man. And then, first I read it was Robert Downey Jr. cameo during the movie. Then I read it was Robert Downey Jr. After credits, or like a credit sequence.
Mm-hmm. Well, now they usually do two, right? They usually do a mid and an after. Yeah.
Then I read it was Avengers credit sequence.
Ah. I only heard the Robert Downey Jr. part.
Because I read this, you would think to tie this in with Spider-Man.
You would think there have to be at least something. Because even Ant-Man, as alone as it was, they had the Falcon was in there, which was able to tie it in. And even Guardians had Thanos.
Any of those movies are easy to tie. Well, not Guardians, but Ant-Man is easier to tie in because it takes place in the real world. Like, this movie does not. I don't know how much.
Well, it's in New York.
Yeah, for a little bit, but I think a lot of it is like...
Yeah, But like, it's still in New York. Like, that's like, you I have feel to like find.
If you live in New
it's
York,
easier to like put into scene.
You know,
it
I
seems weird
see.
For him to like. Oh, you got to introduce like they feel like they don't have to introduce him if they meet up like for a second. You're like, oh, then time has passed, and when we're in Infinity War, it'll be like, oh, he knows him because we saw him in that second clip.
In Daredevil, do they ever mention the fact that property values dropped after the incident?
In Daredevil? Wasn't that the whole plot of season one?
That property values dropped?
Well, they were...
I want them to specifically say this line of dialogue. Property values have dropped since the incident, and no one wants to live in New York anymore.
They haven't said that, no.
I want it.
But they were getting everything for cheap. It was a whole real estate scheme.
Yeah. That's what I'm curious. I wanted to know. Is it because of the incident?
That's contribute to it. They said that. They said the incident is really doing... Like, it's helping. It helped them.
Okay.
As, like, crime ones, because, like, there was damage and stuff. I don't know. Something like that.
Yeah. Anyways. Then the Flash news. The movie.
So confusing.
Apparently Cyborg is going to appear in this movie as well. I forgot where I read this. Did you read this?
Yes. I don't know where, but that's the extent of what I heard. But then I think the director was like, who's saying this? But then...
And then Jeff Jones like, I'm saying this.
I'm saying it. I'm in charge now. But, I mean, they're like the two youngest members, so they seem to be doing...
And like the techiest.
Yeah. So
I got Batman. But Batman doesn't really handle his own tech.
No, he's just got gadgets, but he doesn't invent them. He doesn't like invent. Does he? Wait.
No, I don't think he does.
No, because even in the Nolan trilogy, he like Lucius fought. It was like R&D at Gotham
or
Wayne Enterprises developing the stuff. But I don't. I still don't get that because they were developing them for the military, but then like was Lucius Fox just building that bat plane they had in the third movie? Like was he like? Or is every idea they do get scrapped, and they're just like throwing money? I guess it's just a secret thing. I don't know.
Well, I think after the first movie, Bruce Wayne's like, "Let's invest more money. Like, let's put more money into this department."
Yeah,
and that way Lucius is like,
"I think he's like deliberately making it," and he's like, "We're making this stuff too good. The government can't afford it, and they won't buy it." They're like,
"Yeah,
we're not putting this on a soldier."
You know who can? Yeah, because they said like the soldier's life isn't worth as much.
Yeah, yeah. So they're like.
You know whose life is worth that much?
Bruce
Heir
Wayne.
To this company.
Exactly.
Who needs a life insurance policy when you have a Tumblr? Is what I ask.
Yeah. But that was always one of the funny parts of that movie is like, you mean no one like saw, oh, that's a Tumblr that was working on a project? Or is everyone
No, because it's all like NDAs and stuff.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Everyone would be hush-hush. Like the one dude does find out in The Dark Knight. He's like, I found out Bruce Wayne. And he's like, no one's going to believe you.
Yeah. And then that's the guy who he saves, right?
Yeah, in the
life.
Car, and then
yeah.
he like gets he, like, in that wreck with a nice car.
He's like, whoa.
He's like, whoa. It's like,
what
I saved somebody? What are you talking about? I was just driving around.
I think I'm drunk.
Such a good movie.
Spider-Man Homecoming news. This one.
Big
okay, first
news.
Let's talk about
big,
the poster.
It's the news of the week. Yeah, the poster came out first.
Poster came out. Some dude Snapchatted it. What
yes.
do you think?
A I
lot
love
of black.
It. I love it. That's the suit. That's what it looks like.
I dig it.
Got that. I love it. That's a nice poster. Seems like a ton of fun. Looks pretty much exactly like the Avengers suit.
Yeah, his eyes are asynchronous, though. Is that what it's called?
Oh, I don't know. It's
where, like,
a fancy
one eye
word. I don't know.
Can,
one eye moving. One.
They're not synchronized.
Oh, really? Are you sure it's not the angle and the shadow?
Yeah, because look how thick that black is right there.
I think it might just be the angle. Like, flip it upside down, I feel like. Can you flip it upside down?
I don't know. I think you're asking too much.
Spider-Man, go up, right side up.
Yeah, I guess we should describe it. He's hanging upside down. It says Spider-Man Homecoming. What if we just, like, tilted our heads?
Yeah, I think it's just the angle. But who knows? I don't know. The poster looks really rad, though. It's just Spider-Man upside down on a poster, but... I don't know. It just looks very Spider-Man. I guess it's hard not to, but I dig it.
Yeah. And then this other bit of news that blew up the internet. Yes. Zendaya, we found out who she's playing,
mm-hmm.
and apparently a lot of people don't like it. She's playing Mary Jane Watson.
I'm all for it.
Who gives a fuck?
Like, why does it matter? And plus, the part I'm confused about is like, okay, why are they hiding it? And if they're hiding it because it's revealed in the plot, I don't like that because that's happened. Like, the most recent examples are like Blofeld and like James Bond, where they didn't reveal. It's like, oh, it's not him.
And then people freak out.
And then it's like Khan. Oh, it's not Khan in Star Trek. It's like, oh, it's not him. It's like, why? Like, people get more mad at. I'm more mad at that.
Like, yeah, that sucks more.
Like, I don't like the. Like, I don't care about that reveal. Like, what's the point of that reveal?
Yeah, I was going to tweet. I tweeted out about it because people were asking me.
Yeah.
They're like, what do you think about Zendaya playing Mary Jane Watson? I'm like, I feel like anyone who knows me remotely shouldn't ask me that kind of stupid question because they should already know that I'm on board.
Yeah.
Because I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. And I, plus, it's Marvel, so I know what I trust what they're doing.
Yeah. But what I'm going to say, I was going to say, Mary Jane Watson could be played by a dog and I'd still watch this movie.
Yeah.
But then I realized I would rather see that movie, I think.
Yeah. Now you're making it more interesting.
Yeah. Where Tom Holland is like trying to woo a dog.
Did you tweet like Alien too?
Yeah, I said Alien. I was like,
that would be really interesting too.
I was like, if like an alien came down to Earth and was like, take us to your leader. And they're like, nope, we're going to put you in a movie first.
All right.
And then they're like, we got, what's your name? And she's like, X573. Like, X573 makes her debut role as Mary Jane Watson. I do not have a gender. Like, genderless X73. But yeah, I was like, because I realized, like, earlier this week, something happened where I was like, people need to be more. I was talking to a friend, and I was saying, like, people need to be more afraid on the internet, I think. Like,
afraid?
Yeah, like, when people are, like, racist trolls on the internet, I think people need to be more afraid that it's going to come back to them. You know what I mean? Like, people are racist trolls because they don't think it's going to come back to them. People need to be more afraid that it will come back to them.
Oh.
They need to know that they're I don't know. So then what I said, what my tweet was like, I think I said Mary Jane Watson could be played by an alien and I'd still watch it.
Mm-hmm.
People need to be more embarrassed by their ignorance.
Yeah.
Because I can't believe people... I don't know. Maybe I just don't have... It's like a side effect of like low self-confidence or something. But I don't throw out a lot. Well, I mean, no. I guess I do throw out a lot of my ideas because I have a podcast. But like...
There's a lot of things. I get what you're saying if it was like... It's hard to pinpoint like because you're not in the minds of those people and you don't think that way. But if you had some weird...
If I had
terrible
a weird,
view that yeah. you're like, I know this... Like, because these guys know it's like
if
terrible
if I had a not
mainstream saying.
View,
yeah,
pretty much.
And you put it out there, I wouldn't...
I would be scared. Yeah, I wouldn't do it because I'd be like, there's going to be backlash. Like, I know this is my view. I will stand by it, but I'm not going to, like, tell other people they're wrong.
Yeah.
People need to be more...
But I think they know that they're covered, most of them. Some people are stupid and people get fired because of stupid tweets and stuff. But other people are just, like, eggs on Twitter. They're like, I have to tweet this out, but I'm not even...
Are you saying, like, eggs on Twitter, like, that's their icon?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
And they're also eggs. It's slant. They're like, it means they're eggheads. They're dumb.
Yeah.
Actually, egghead means you're smart usually, but not in this context.
That's a weird way to, like, egghead. You think that your mind isn't open yet because, like, you're enclosed by an eggshell.
Oh, that's also another.
That's weird that they call description. Are you sure egghead means smart?
Yeah. Isn't egghead smart? Look it up on Urban Dictionary. Egghead means smart.
I'm not going to look it up on Urban Dictionary. I'm going to look it up on, like, Wikipedia or something.
No. Urban Dictionary is where it's at. Egghead means you're smart. I've heard that slang. A person who is highly academic or studious.
What's the etymology of this term, though?
Now, it's derogatory, though. Like, you're calling someone an insult.
Well, yeah. The same way I think someone, like, when nerd. They're like, Drew, you're so handsome. Oh, like, that's an insult. The same way. Where they're like, Drew, you're so handsome. It means, like, oh, like, you're what society considers handsome. You're not, like, what you consider handsome. Like, that's what it means, right? That's what an insult...
Yeah, sure. That's what it means.
Like, Drew, you're so witty. It's an insult because it's, like, so many people like you and, like, they don't really know you. They just are charmed by... Does it have to do with this guy? Because I typed in egghead and this horrifying picture came up.
Yeah, I don't
up.
Know where it came from.
Okay, egghead, American English thing. is an anti-intellectual, okay. Or people considered too out of touch with ordinary people and too lacking in realism, common sense, and virility on account of their intellectual interests. It was part of a widespread anti-elitist social movement that insisted that credentialed intellectuals were not the only smart people, but that serious human intelligence could be found widespread among ordinary people, regardless of class, race, or gender. A similar, though not necessarily pejorative, British term is boffin. Origins, there we go. Oh, so it's supposed to be like a pretentious intellectual person. But why the term egghead? Oh, one referred to baldness, the other to stupidity. Oh, wow. Okay. So this is interesting.
Irkoff is the...
Yeah. This guy who wrote The Man in the High Castle discovered it. Irkoff had been used by the Sturm Abteilung. Because when they attacked people who were defenseless, their skulls cracked redly against the pavement.
Whoa, that's a much darker.
Our Sturm Abteilung, is that the stormtroopers? It's the Storm Department, which eventually turned into the SS.
Storm Department. What if they're just called the Storm Department?
And it's like,
I guess now Star Wars, they'd be called the Storm Department.
Yeah.
Bring in the Storm Department. Vader.
Vader, bring in the Vader, the leader of the Storm Department.
He's just a bureaucrat.
Yeah.
Trying to get things done.
Moving on to Thor. Speaking of storms, look at that segue. Thor news. Thor Ragnarok news. Natalie Portman thinks she's done with Marvel Universe. She said in an interview, "As far as I know, I'm done." This is a quote, by the way. "I mean, I don't know if maybe one day they'll ask me for an Avengers 7 or whatever. I have no idea. But as far as I know, I'm done. It was a great thing to be a part of." Do you think she's lying through her teeth with that one? I thought she didn't like being in...
I don't think she did, but I think she just tried to play nice.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So she's lying through her teeth.
Yes.
Okay.
Wait, didn't you say...
I said, do you think she's lying through her teeth? The first time. And then you said, no.
I misheard you then.
What did you think I said?
I thought you said I thought the opposite of what you said.
You thought I was like, maybe I was being like sarcastic, like, she's not lying or anything.
yeah, that's kind
of. And I'm like, no, she's not lying.
That's what I thought.
I got
that's
it. What I thought. The Destiny Pizza is really not. I was like, today.
Whoa, this isn't working. Yeah. We're not on the same wavelength.
So this podcast is called Two Separate Slices of Pizza. So that's weird.
So I guess she's not going to be the new Thor the comics.
I guess we found out how Marvel kills off some of their characters when their contracts are done.
I'm just curious.
They just
because they said they're going to reference what happens in the beginning of Thor or something. But like, are they going to just kill her off screen, or are they going to like Thor doesn't like her anymore? I don't know what they're going to do.
Do you think we're going to see?
Maybe they just recast her.
That would be amazing.
Yeah,
because they've only done that once, right? In this whole twice.
No.
In this whole Hulk universe?
And Rhodey are the big ones.
And then that dude in Thor's thing.
Thor's buddy. The Warriors 3, one of the Warriors 3. I don't even know his name.
That's
but
a crazy
one,
thing.
One time he was Chuck. And the second time he was Chuck.
Yeah, now he's Chuck.
The first time he was the dude on Once Upon a Time, Prince Charming. So that's how I know these people. Which always confused me because I'm like, he's working for ABC. I don't get this. I guess television and movies don't work well together. I don't
know.
It confused me so much. And it still confuses me.
But it's like,
but Chuck's really happy about being that guy. So it's
does
okay.
She think that Avengers 7 is going to come out anytime soon? Like, she's going to look disgusting by the time that movie comes out. Are people really going to want to see her in a movie?
I mean, I don't know if she's really thinking. Like,
is she just saying that just to say something?
I wonder if she knows what they did or are doing or cares. Or
I feel like she's the least in the loop person.
Yeah.
Because she's like, I'm from Harvard. She's an egghead.
Yeah, she's an egghead.
Is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
She's just so out of touch with reality. Actually, I shouldn't say that. I think Gwyneth Paltrow is out of touch with reality.
Yeah, she is. I think a lot more.
Do you think Pepper Potts is going to make an appearance? Ever again?
In Thor, right?
What? In anything.
I think she has to... I don't know how their contracts work, but like they didn't put her in Civil War, so like they either have...
All.
If she's not in Infinity War, then she's never going to show up again. But...
like she was in Avengers.
Yeah. Avengers and three Iron Man, so that's four movies. I'd be surprised if you signed up for more than four movies originally. I think Sam Jackson's like the only guy. Sam Jackson and Mark Ruffalo are the only guys who have, and Sebastian Stan.
You signed up
like
for
the three
long,
guys
long
you
drugs.
Know have like huge deals. But I can't imagine Gwyneth Paltrow on the first Iron Man when they didn't even know what they were doing as far as the universe signed up for more than four movies. I'd be surprised.
Because that was a pretty big get. I see Natalie Portman's a pretty big get too. Like at the time?
Yeah. She's bigger than Chris Hemsworth for sure. Bigger than Tom Hiddleston for sure. She's the biggest name in that movie.
Yeah.
I don't know if she got paid like it. But, oh, no. Anthony Hopkins, what am I saying?
Oh, yeah, I forgot he was
in the movie. But other than him, he's not in the movie as much as she is.
What about that broke girl, Kat Dennings?
She wasn't big. She's way bigger now.
Yeah, now she's huge.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
but
it'll be interesting to see.
Yeah. Yeah. This
like,
is,
what if?
One of those confusing things, it was just weird.
I want to see, like, a movie where Robert Downey Jr. and Thor and Tony Stark have to go out and, like, pick up chicks. Like, because they're, like,
divorced. They should do. We're both.
They're, like, so out of the game. They don't really know.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Robert Downey Jr. is, like, always on the game. But,
yeah. That is weird, though. Like, the two. Those are, like, the two female leads that they've had. Like, they haven't had a good luck with female leads.
Well, now, the good thing is Black Widow can come in there and come into Thor.
Yeah.
Like, she has a chance to, like...
They can't do that, man.
To, like, round out the bases in this weird, like, five-based baseball.
That's why they brought Scarlet Witch in there. So,
metaphor.
Because you're like, now we got another woman here, so...
So, that's... they can play... Like, they can compete.
Yeah, all that tension, you know.
I saw this crazy video today... on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
People like to say that I have an excess lifestyle.
Okay. Do they?
Yeah, I think. I don't know.
All right. Okay.
I think, like, I know two people who say that about my lifestyle.
All right.
But I saw a video of two Russian models fighting in a kiddie pool full of caviar today for, like, in Russia.
Like, for money? Or, like...
Like, I think it was just, like, a rich Russian person's party. And he's like, you're going to fight in a tub full of caviar.
Okay. So they...
They got a kiddie
they
pool.
They just did it for fun, but they happened to be filming, or they specifically...
Oh, they happened to be filming. It was, like, at a party.
Okay. I didn't tell if this was, like, a video where they set it up. It's like,
oh,
okay,
that would
we're
going
to do a shoot. Like, we're going to film this, and
what if it was a
money.
Kiddie pool full of caviar and champagne? Because, like, that's something you don't mix together, right? That's, like, the biggest
flex. Is that a thing
flex.
You don't mix together?
Like,
I don't
you
know.
Literally
I,
don't, like...
I don't
think
live
you pour,
a high excess life like you, apparently.
I don't think you pour a glass of champagne and then put, like, a spoonful of caviar and then you're like, eat up.
I mean, when would you put some champagne and a spoonful of anything and, like, be eat up? Like, what goes well with...
What, champagne?
Like, are you you're mixing it together?
That's what I'm saying. Like,
why would you ever mix champagne with...
Exactly.
Like
that's why
food.
You do it in a kiddie pool.
Makes more logical sense.
And then it's like so excessive. You're like, I'm wasting two things that are like great on their own.
Yeah.
And mixing them together, it's like even more wasteful.
Yes.
That's what Russian people. Well, no, it would have to be vodka in Russia, right?
Yeah.
Which does go with champagne or with caviar.
Yeah. So you're like, I'm not wasting it. Goes together.
I don't know if people drink like consume
but they're not
it together.
It's not like they're eating in any way.
I know, but I'm saying like if it's two very expensive things.
Yeah. Isn't that the point of that video? Is it like,
well, I would,
they're wasting the caviar. Right?
If I'm ever in the situation and a Russian model is like hand feeds me puts caviar on her hand and was like, Drew, do you want to eat this? Yeah. I guess I would have to, right?
Yeah, you're not going to say no.
So that's not a waste.
No. But if it was like getting this tub of caviar.
I'm in the tub with the Russian model.
Yes.
I'd be so confused. I'm like, what has my life become? I was like, geez, you were probably on four, right?
This is my life now. Life of excess.
It's like I guess another similar thing would be like if you got like a bunch of cocaine and then just poured champagne all over it.
Yeah.
I guess you could still take the cocaine though.
Yeah. But I think
I'm saying
that's what I'm saying though. I think the point of the video is that you're like wasting money and like I don't care because I'm so rich.
Yeah.
I think that's it.
Yeah. But I'm saying like you can I was trying to elevate it to another level.
Yeah.
By putting champagne in there.
Yeah.
Or like vintage wines, like wines from like the 1960s.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, what was I talking about?
I don't know. You just went on some rant tangent.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Excess life, and I don't know where it came from.
I don't remember where it came from. I just saw that video today. It was really crazy. Oh, Tony Stark?
Yeah, because you were saying Tony Stark always gets the ladies or something. Maybe it reminded you of the video.
I don't know.
I don't know where it connected.
I think maybe like I could imagine Tony Stark being at one of those parties.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'd want to see a video where they're like, we don't know how to date because we've been like in these relationships.
Yeah, like a romantic comedy.
Yeah, where it's like them two buddies.
Yeah. They need to find pockets in the... Make one of those movies every now and then. Every now and then. I like these characters.
Yeah.
There doesn't need to be a big villain. There's just, what's he doing?
You know what the villain is? Like a dry spell.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, we got to get back out there, man.
Yeah. He's like,
and then maybe Thor could like do some cool stuff. Like, oh, we're flying over here for a second. Yeah, but Ronda he's not like fighting.
Ronda Rousey anybody. Wants to be in a freaking Marvel movie. Put her in that one.
Yeah,
I want to see
exactly
Thor, woo, Ronda Rousey.
Yeah, and they know we'll watch it.
Like, yeah,
and it'll be a way lower budget.
Remember how last week I had like so many great ideas?
Yes.
This week I'm just full of it's terrible the other, ideas.
You got to balance out the scales.
Yeah. Russo brothers, speaking of Avengers and romantic comedies.
Do people talk more or we just see it more? Or I feel like they didn't talk as much, but they're not really saying anything.
No, but they say they...
Except James Gunn, he's still talking.
A lot.
Yeah, he's always talking.
Yeah.
Yeah, not saying anything, but he draws those weird pictures and he's like, this is the movie.
This is the scene of the movie.
What if you just release the movie like that? It's like, all my drawings are the movie.
That would be so great. Oh, that's the final release of the movie?
Yes.
Oh, that would be horrible.
Yes. But they put all the cool audio, or they just voice over it.
Yeah. That'd be weird. I don't know.
Oh, it'd be weird.
I'm sure. It'd be really weird.
I wonder if they released they're already online. I don't know. I hadn't thought this through.
Yeah.
Clearly.
The Russo brothers... like Anna Kendrick for Squirrel Girl. They're like, yeah, we would want to see her as Squirrel Girl. Doesn't mean we're going to see a Squirrel Girl. No.
I still haven't read where, if it's, I guess no one has revealed it, if it's a Fox property or a Marvel property. Because I think she's a mutant, I think.
I don't think so.
I don't know. Let me see.
I know about her is she somehow beat Doctor Doom.
I think she's a mutant, though. Let's see.
Is it based off her first appearance, or is it based off of...
Yeah, because they could have, like, retconned her origin.
Because her first appearance... 1992. That's pretty crazy. But she was in the Great Lakes Avengers, and then Avengers Idea Mechanics. It says human mutate species. Refers to most non-mutant super beings in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
So she's not a mutant. Universe. So she should... Yeah, then it's...
Oh, and she becomes the nanny to Danielle Cage. Guess who that is? Danielle Cage. Who are her parents, Mike?
Luke Cage.
And?
And Jessica Jones?
Yeah.
I was like, they name him after Danny Rand? Because that's Luke Cage's buddy?
I don't know about that.
I'm just Danny. I mean, they got that name from somewhere. I think they named it after Iron Fist.
Yeah.
Anyway, so she probably belongs to Marvel. Then,
yeah.
As long as she didn't appear in like X-Men or something.
Fantastic Four, could you imagine?
Yeah.
That'd be crazy. Also, Avengers news. Vin Diesel confirms Guardians of the Galaxy are going to appear.
I'm surprised Vin Diesel is in the loop.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
Considering he's just a voice.
Yeah, and I'm surprised he was even involved in Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
I'm not convinced. I don't know. I feel like he doesn't voice Groot as Baby Groot, but I have no idea.
What if the movie starts out?
Yeah.
At the end of the movie, okay. At the beginning of the movie, we see a full size Groot.
He just beginning of the movie. Face.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he says, "I am Groot."
Mm-hmm.
And then you just keep on hearing him say, "I am Groot." And then Bradley Cooper's voice comes in. He's like, "Let me translate for you." So 6 months ago, and then that's where the movie starts. Flashback.
I don't like it. I don't like it.
Nope. Okay.
But so, I'm not really a huge fan of those flashbacks most of the time. Although it works well in Iron Man. Well most of the time. For some reason, just the idea of it alone in a vacuum without me seeing it, I don't like it.
I'm just trying to get Vin Diesel some voice work in this movie.
Because there's no way Vin Diesel's voice comes out of the Baby Groot, right?
No.
That doesn't make any sense. Like, how is it that cute if you hear Vin Diesel's voice? Vin Diesel's voice, you know? He's from Jersey. Yeah, so I don't know why he would know that the Guardians are in Infinity War. Mm-hmm. I assume they are.
It makes sense that he knows, because then I'm sure he had to like sign some sort of contract or something.
True. Maybe he got
a schedule or something. He's like, "Hey, you gotta do this."
Yeah, but I would just be mad if it's like, if I told a voice actor something, and then he's the guy first to reveal.
Did you hear about how The Rock called Vin Diesel a candy ass?
Yeah,
that was pretty crazy.
Yeah, they had a big beef.
Yeah.
Vin Diesel released a weird video. He's like, "I'll tell you the truth. It was really weird.
I'll tell you who's a candy ass.
I'll tell you what really happened." It's like, this is weird.
And just a picture of The Rock with like two lollipops stuck to his butt.
He's a candy ass.
I'm like, wow, I didn't know Vin Diesel's voice was this weird.
But he was Groot.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you think they just did that to like promote the movie? For people to talk about the movie?
Maybe. I don't know.
Because they're both executive producers on the movie.
I don't know. Vin Diesel?
Vin Diesel and The Rock.
Oh. I mean, but it's so far out.
Yeah, but they want to keep people reminded.
I guess.
Like, hey, remember...
But I think The Rock is, like, really serious about... Because he works really hard.
Yeah.
And I think Vin Diesel is, like, a coaster. Like, he just does these Fast and Furious.
He's like, whatever, Dwayne. I'm going to play D&D for 17 hours.
But then Vin Diesel's also probably mad. He's like, this is my franchise.
Yeah, he's like, you're a new guy.
You were barely in the last one.
I was in, like, all the movies except for one.
Exactly. Oh, no, he
wasn't in the second one.
Oh, you're right. Okay. I was like, third one.
He was in the third one.
He was in the third one.
For like, as much as I assume he voices Groot in Volume 2.
Yeah, exactly.
Moving on to TV news. The Punisher TV show, is it coming to Netflix in 2017? I don't know, but Netflix posted this thing. If you type in Marvel's The Punisher, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
It says like 2017. After the murder of his family, Frank Castle is both haunted and hunted in the criminal underworld. He'll become known as The Punisher. Do you think this will take place before Daredevil Season 2?
I don't. I think they've done... Like, they... On their TV and their movies, they pretty much stayed in line with, like, things happening.
Yeah, like, his origin story is always... close. Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about Punisher still. Because, like, Punisher's origin story, like, never changed. Like,
that, too. Changes. That, too. Staying in line with that. But I think, like, as far as... the timeline of when they do things.
And we know what happened, right? Like, we know where his family died.
Yeah. We already saw a bit of his origin, so, like, they wouldn't rehash that. And, like, it made it seem like it was just months. It wasn't, like, that long after he started doing this.
I liked his origin. Like,
there's not much time there.
The Thomas Jane movie, where they're, like, in the Bahamas. He, like, retires.
Yeah.
Have you seen that movie?
No.
It's awesome. That's the one with...
Dolph Lundgren?
No.
No.
Thomas Jane.
Oh, Thomas Jane. Okay.
And
that the Punisher's name was Thomas Jane in this one.
No. I don't know. And I think John Travolta isn't the bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't remember who the other people are. But there's like this crazy scene that has to do with like this guy playing like a guitar in like this bar or something. That was a pretty cool scene. And it was a car chase. You just see him like building a bunch of stuff. That was really cool. Didn't do well. And the movie might not have been as good as I remember it because I saw it when I was like a child.
But the memory's cool.
Yeah, because for a long time, the Punisher was my favorite character until there was this guy named Frank in high school. He used to wear they called him the Punisher because he'd wear like Punisher everything.
Yeah.
Every day, and he was very scary, intimidating, and I didn't want to talk to the. I didn't want to be associated with the Punisher anymore because I didn't want him to be like, Punisher's my character. So I just distanced myself.
It's like, I'll go away from the Punisher for a while.
Yeah. It was a smart decision, I think, looking back.
Yeah, I think so.
Because, like, does Frank have a podcast where he gets to talk about the Punisher anymore?
No. I don't think so.
I don't know what he's doing. He's a pretty scary guy. Remember him?
Yeah.
He's a pretty scary guy, right?
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Runaways news. Marvel is bringing that show to Netflix. I mean, they to Hulu. Not.
Oh, yes, Hulu.
Because, I mean, ABC. It's part, well, Disney's part owner of Hulu.
I'm glad it's Hulu, not ABC.
Yeah.
I don't know. ABC just has a stigma to me. I don't know.
And like, you've seen some of the Hulu exclusive shows, right?
Yeah, they're pretty good. I've seen The Path and 1160.
The Numbers.
The Numbers one with James Franco.
But not Numbers. The show Numbers.
Not the show Numbers with the Jewish mathematician guy.
That's not the main detail. He's Jewish in like Harold and Kumar. That's a big deal.
But yeah, and that's where I know him from. Yeah. So he's Jewish in that. So I'm pretty sure he's Jewish in this.
I think so too.
Isn't that a thing where like most people who are Jewish are Jewish in their movies most of the time? It seems like to me. Like you see like Adam Sandler and he'll be Jewish. All like, of his even characters. If it's like a small that's what I'm saying.
Part, it's weird. Yeah.
Like they never play.
But I think
a lot of them. I mean, I'm sure there are some, but like.
Because I feel like they remember.
I feel like in comedies mostly. I guess they'll like just throw in a line there. Where I'm like,
oh, remember that? Okay. This is so fucking so inside. It's ridiculous. Remember in seventh grade when we had to pretend to be monks and like a Gregorian monks?
Okay. Yeah.
And like certain people were like, "Oh, it's against my religion to do that."
Mm-hmm.
There's like a Jewish kid in my class who's like, it's against my religion, like to pretend to be of another faith.
Oh, really?
So maybe it has something to do with that.
Oh, maybe.
And it depends on how religious they are.
Yeah, that's true. I just feel like it comes up a lot in comedy.
Like Ben Stiller is another person, right?
Yeah, I guess you could say with him it doesn't really.
Yeah,
I'm just thinking more. The faith. I'm just thinking of like Seth Rogen, pretty much, and like.
Yeah, because Seth Rogen's like always Jewish in movies.
Yeah, but like I never. Think about it, but then it's
but I think also the people we're labeling are people who are like in the creative control of the movie and like that's all they know, so
it's
like,
also writers too, so
yeah, and like Jewish people
but I'm just I was just like thinking
control
about it.
Hollywood so
so you know
so it makes sense like tell me someone in Hollywood who
I guess I'm Jewish. I'm just saying they
and it's surprising that they're Jewish.
I'm just saying they never play a different religion. I guess they're like always are.
It would be crazy if they played a Muslim person.
That's true.
If Seth Rogen, I want to see that movie.
I do
Seth
too.
Rogen plays a Muslim.
So I'm saying. If anybody could do it, Seth Rogen could do it, man.
Or a Hindu.
Yeah.
Or a Buddhist.
Let's see this. Make this movie.
Oh, what about. They should have gotten Seth Rogen to play in a movie about like the last days of Christ. Where he plays Jesus. That would be the ultimate Jewish person playing the Jewish role.
Yeah, right? And also, that's true. And also, Seth Rogen was just a hot dog, and I don't think he was Jewish.
Sometimes in the movie, like they barely mention that he's Jewish.
Yeah, no. Most of the time, they don't. They barely mention it.
Like, but Knocked then it'll Up, just I think be they a barely joke. Mention.
It'll just be like a joke in there.
Yeah.
And then I'll be like, oh, okay. His character's Jewish. But then, Seth Rogen's one of those guys where you're like, oh, that's Seth Rogen. Well, he's usually himself.
Yeah,
like,
that's the thing.
A version of himself.
And he writes a lot of these movies.
Yeah. So he's really Gosling, the wrong person to think.
Is Ryan Gosling Jewish? Because I saw a movie where he was Jewish one time.
I don't know. Couldn't tell you.
Okay.
I'm just thinking of Adam Sandler. And Seth Rogen. Apparently, that's my limited.
Jerry Seinfeld. Remember that scene where the B in B movie is Jewish? That was crazy.
Oh, is that true? I haven't seen B movie, but I wouldn't be surprised. Actually, I would be surprised. That seems like an odd movie.
Ryan Gosling. Well, he's Canadian, so that answers that question.
That explains everything.
Lives in Las Feliz. He's also a musician. He was in Are You Afraid of the Dark and Goosebumps. His first starring role was as a Jewish neo-Nazi in The Believer. That's the movie I'm thinking of. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that was his first role. I have been listening to this podcast. Wait, 1 second. I don't see it. Nothing about his religion.
Hmm.
I've been listening to this podcast recently called Harmontown. Yeah. Dan Harmon's podcast. Have you ever listened to it?
I haven't listened to it.
I like it a lot. I think you'd like it a lot.
Yeah.
Because it's just no... There's nothing.
Yeah. It's just talking.
Yeah. No structure.
Yeah. I wanted to listen to it. I don't know why I haven't listened to it yet.
I fell into it in a big bad way. Like...
How many episodes they got?
Over 200.
Oh, damn.
And they're pretty long episodes. Damn. But it's like they record them all. Like they do it live. They're all live. So I'm just like, I want to go see one.
Yeah.
But they had this guy on who, like, they were talking about how he's, like, so helpful and everything. Because, like, some guy was throwing up in the audience. And the guy just, like, dove off the stage and went to go take care of the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like a guy we know. Like, one of our friends' boyfriends.
Mm-hmm.
Did you catch my drift?
Yes.
And they're like, yeah, like, this guy's name is Dan or David or something like that. Like, yeah, David, like, he saw a news segment of Katrina happening, and then he just, like, flew out to New Orleans so he could help.
Wow.
And then, so, like, hey, can you tell the story? And he's like, well, I don't want to be a name dropper. He's like, they're like, oh, yeah, because, like, didn't you have to cut through, like, while he's saving the guy, they're, like, mentioning all the stuff he did, and they're like, well, and then he comes back, and was like, that's not the whole story.
Yeah.
So they're like, yeah, didn't you have to cut through red tape, and you stole, like, a Red Cross sticker so you could help anyway and stuff like that? Because, like, they didn't let him volunteer, so he, like, stole a truck. He's like, well, what happened is, he's like, I don't want to name drop, but I called my good friend Ryan Gosling after Katrina happened. He was like, dude, I'm already on my way. And, like, they did all this stuff together, and they, like, went to Mississippi, got a truck, because that was, like, the closest place to get a truck, and then they helped out.
That's awesome.
For, like, 2 weeks.
Damn.
And I'm like, holy shit, like, Ryan Gosling.
Yeah.
Good dude.
Yeah. Man, that's cool.
Like, I figured when you're Ryan Gosling, you can be an absolute shithole.
Oh, he definitely could be if he wanted to be. Some people are just good people. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy to me. I'm like, what makes them tick?
Why are you doing these things?
Yeah, so I forgot how we got
to Hulu that. Made... Two good shows that I saw, so I have confidence in Hulu.
What does that have to do with Jewish people, though?
Hulu, the numbers move. Numbers?
Oh, numbers.
He was Jewish numbers guy. But he was I'm pretty sure he was Jewish. I've seen a couple episodes of that show. I can't really remember. It's been a while. I think he was Jewish in the show, too.
Oh, whoa, snap. Ryan Gosling's religion. I Googled it.
Yes. How did it not pop up the first time?
It wasn't in his Wikipedia article. Okay. I didn't type Ryan Gosling religion. I like to read about the bio first.
Got it.
Assume he'll be in there. He grew up Mormon.
Oh, that makes sense when you say it, though.
Yeah.
But it's weird. There you go.
That's pretty crazy.
Injustice 2 news. They've confirmed two more characters. Harley Quinn and Deadshot are confirmed.
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah, after the heels of Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
But they didn't remove Deadshot's mask, so I'm wondering if he's...
Black
Will
or
Smith,
white.
Will Smith-like or not. Or maybe they have two different costumes. I doubt they would do that.
I think they will. No, I think they'll do multiple costumes.
They did that with Green Lantern, right?
They did that with they did that with Arrow, too, where you could play as Stephen Amell.
But you couldn't be a Black Arrow. I'm saying two different races.
Well, they'll probably do like Deadshot only with his mask, because you barely see Deadshot without his mask.
Yeah.
And then they'll be like, oh, Will Smith Deadshot.
Oh, yeah, they will. Yeah, you're right. They'll do that.
The same way they'll do like Margot Robbie and Harley Quinn.
I thought you were just like, he has his mask, and then you can either choose if he's just white dude or black dude.
Yeah, like underneath the mask. Because like he wears like the high.
Yeah, he wears that mask most of the time anyway.
So you can barely see any skin.
Yeah.
That's how I like my characters.
No skin, yeah.
I like my characters like I like my women. Fully covered. I'm just kidding.
You like your characters, show.
Show yeah, I like my characters completely naked. I'm like my women.
Oh, man. That is going to come back on Friday. I'm going to have to talk about that. There's a weird story I have about that. So, what's on Netflix today, Mike?
I was confused by what's on Netflix, like the title, but that's what it said. So
yeah.
What does it mean, though? Okay, it's Law like & Order Special Victims Unit, the 17th year.
That's like the 17th season.
But
that's
why call it that. Why,
I don't know.
That's when I was confused, and then I looked on several websites. They all said that, so yeah. I was like, that's what it's called, I guess.
That's what they call it.
I don't get it, but all right. I'll be forever confused.
Coming back tomorrow, we're going to talk about like a new ride that's coming to Disneyland or Disney World. A Disney movie, another Disney movie, some Disney people, some Marvel people, remakes, spinoffs, shows, all that good stuff. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.